Right, it's time for some misconnections now on Radio 1. This is where someone may have spotted you, maybe on the train or on the bus, walking along the street, in the coffee shop and thought, good lord! And they want to take it a bit further, so they've placed an ad online or in the paper, trying to find you. Listen if any of these matched your criteria. Okay, first one.
To the guy sitting in front of me in the screening of Up at the View Cinema in Accrington.
Screening of Up in Accrington. I really want to see that film.
Seen this.
No, I really want to see. Should we go?
Yeah. Separately.
Like I say, I can't do the rest of the week, so you have to be in early next if it's still on.
It'll be off by then.
Oh, will it? Oh, well, go on your own. See if I care. Anyway, in Accrington, yes.
You said I had a cute laugh. I then tried to show off my cute laugh a bit too much. I think I really annoyed you. Especially my giggling at the sad bits.
Right, okay, but the thing is, if someone says you've got a cute laugh and you quite fancy them, you're going to do it more, aren't you? So you can't blame that person, really.
I was just trying to impress you, really. Sorry that I made you move seats. Would love to take our relationship to the next level.
No chance.
Did that say would love to take our relationship to the next level? Yeah. What is the next level from bloke moves away from you? What's the next level away from that?
Bloke maybe comes back to you.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like it was going really well. Mm. Hey, you got a cute laugh. Okay, you're really annoying now. I'm moving seats. Shame that, really. Could have been so beautiful.
Sounds like you've been there.
Got another one for you now. Well, I like this music.
You, working in my local newsagent, me... embarrassed after accidentally buying an adult magazine.
Oh, we've all done that.
How do you accidentally buy an adult magazine?
Because you're looking at, like, you know, where Chat is and Bella and Women's Weekly, and then you pick up one of the others instead.
What? They're not on the same... I'm led to believe that they're not on the same shelf. You don't have to stand on your tiptoes to get Chat or Bella.
Actually, do you know what? In that garage around the corner, you can get them on any shelf.
They are
mixed up with Lovett and stuff, yeah.
They are. In that garage, you know the garage you're about. You can get all sorts in there, and it will be right next to Now or Heat. So it's not always the case. They're not always on that shelf.
I often come into your shop and we chat. I think we get on quite well, but a recent event has troubled me.
Oh, God.
Last Tuesday, I came into your shop. The old man was serving behind the till that day. I meant to buy a regular lads mag. Unfortunately, I got a bit confused and bought a copy of a stronger publication to the till. That's when you came out the back room and said, hello, and gave me a strange look.
That's unfortunate.
Right.
It was only then that I realised I'd made a mistake, which is why I quickly tucked it into the copy of the Telegraph that I also bought. I just want to make it clear that I threw this magazine into the recycling as soon as I spotted my mistake. I hope this incident doesn't spoil our relationship. Perhaps I can take you out for a drink. Please reply.
Oh, that's quite sad in a way. We've all done it. We've all picked up the wrong magazine.
We haven't all picked up the wrong magazine.
I think that person
certainly
deserves
not
a second...
Certainly inside a copy of the Telegraph.
That person deserves a second chance, I think.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What did you have to tuck yours inside of?
Can't remember now.
Love it.
Probably was Love It. Let's say it was, because it not often is. Oh, that's quite... I hope they get it back in touch. It's an easy mistake to make. Next.
To the cute guy at the funeral. I think you worked for the Undertakers.
Oh, this is not right, is it? Pulling people at funerals. Or trying to.
I was the one in the tight black dress and high heels. A few people thought my dress was far too revealing for such a sombre occasion. I think you liked it, though.
If some happiness can come out of it, though, I'm all for it, I think.
How much should you reveal at
a funeral?
At least
that didn't message start. I was the one in the box.
Did you just ask us how much should you reveal at a funeral?
Yes. How much is too much?
For us or for Becky? What are you talking about?
If you're doing your usual three buttons undone, then that's too much for the funeral.
Oh,
I've noticed those buttons getting lower.
I know. The hair's growing on the chest as well, isn't it? Have you got a...
It's like sitting opposite Simon Cowell at the moment.
When's the medallion coming out?
Right, not now. I'm talking about a funeral. Is that okay? I mean, like, how... Should the skirt be of a certain length? What?
I don't think you should wear a short skirt, no.
That's not allowed.
No, just... Look smart.
You caught my eye several times. I smiled at you, but got a disapproving look from my aunt, so I pretended I was crying.
She's all sorts of wrong, this one.
I hoped that you'd ask me for my number, but I guess that's a funeral faux pas. I'd really like to see you again. I thought I'd post this ad to see if you could answer before I start turning up at random funerals.
Yeah, well, that's the next step, isn't it?
Do they not catch up over a sausage roll at the wake?
I don't think the undertaker.
They don't get to go to the wake.
I think they have other things to do.
Yeah.
Like another one.
Yeah, it's in and out these days. Mm. It really is. They're really quite fast. As soon as one's finished, another one begins. Yeah. They don't have time for a cheesy pineapple stick. Very hard working. Next.
You, blonde and curvy pet shop girl. Me, tall, dark, too many pets.
See, note there the word curvy.
He might as well have put cuddly.
Bubbly is another one.
I don't think she's going to like that.
I come into your pet shop every week, but I can't come anymore. You've now sold me 7 different animals. I have no room left.
That's bordering an obsession, I would say.
Yeah.
Buying animals just because you fancy the curvy person in there. She's going
to
hate that.
All I wanted to do was ask you out, but I keep clamming up and end up buying some rodents instead. I really can't see you anymore. It's like a petting zoo in my flat. I really hope you spot this advert, otherwise I'll never see you again. I really like you.
At least you've got loads of pets, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Becky Fear looks quite emotional about
that
one.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I want to know what animals he's actually bought, what he's living with.
Well, there's some rodents. We need to know the rest. Right, if any of those sound like you, then do get in touch with us, because, you know, you may not have seen the advert online or in the paper that it was in or wherever, so... If any of those sound like you, then please do contact us. Thank you.
Julie on the A1 slightly concerned that the funeral one, that the woman involved there wasn't the widow.
Right.
Are we assuming she... I don't think she was.
I don't know. I don't think she was.